You're listening to episode number 1821 of the Who Cares News for Friday, September 18th, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Lots going on today. Today is National Cheeseburger Day. And tonight is the start of Jewish New Year, Rosh Hashanah.
Eat your cheeseburgers now.
Yeah, right. Well, I don't even think that's possible. Anyway.
I know some.
You know, well, I do too. But anyway.
My son-in-law.
Tomorrow. Talk like a pirate day. We're missing it. We're missing it, damn it.
Arrgh.
We're not going to be here. Tomorrow's Saturday.
Dang, mateys.
Hey, but it is Friday, and we're thankful for that. And here's some random facts for today.
Okay.
The last time that state lines moved, I didn't even know we did that. It was in 1961. There was a border shift between Minnesota and North Dakota. Don't know which way. Don't know.
Okay.
When Queen Elizabeth II was just a princess in 1945, she joined the British military for World War II and trained to be a mechanic. I knew that.
Yes.
We knew that, right? She used to work on Jeeps, right?
Yeah.
Sean Connery.
I
had a chance to play Gandalf in the Lord of the Rings movies, but turned it down because he didn't understand the scripts.
Oh, Sean Connery.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Maybe that was the first sign.
He was even offered a piece of the back end of the movies and now would have made him worth about $450 million. But no.
That's okay. He doesn't know.
Turned it down. Only four presidents didn't appoint a single Supreme Court justice. William Henry Harrison, who of course, died like 3 hours after he was sworn in. Zachary Taylor, that's not true. Jimmy Carter didn't have the opportunity. Hmm. Andrew Jackson nominated one and was rejected by the Senate. See, you know, it was bad then. we've been having bad ever since Andrew Jackson. Johnson. It is time for the Who Cares
Johnson
News.
Johnson or Jackson?
It's Johnson.
Okay.
It's time for the Who Cares News. That's what it is. It's that time. What's going on today?
Well, I'm so sorry, John Van Camp, but it appears your Hallie had a boyfriend.
No.
Yeah.
How did I miss that?
God, he just went pale.
Oh, no.
He looks so sad.
Sad emoji.
So I remember a couple months ago, we reported that she was enjoying being alone and that her kids were enough to fill her life.
Yeah, she didn't need no man.
Well, that ain't the truth, John Van Camp.
Oh, man, come on. I did think that she was, like, you know, extra friendly with her trainer. I'd be extra friendly with her trainer. He's a good-looking dude.
Well, that wasn't him.
It wasn't him.
We're learning. No, she's been seeing 2000s R&B singer Van Hunt.
Huh. I don't even know who that is.
But I'm wondering, you know, was he coming in and out? Because, you know, they're breaking the quarantine thing. So, I don't know.
Oh.
I doubt they were masked the whole time.
Didn't think that.
So, Hallie revealed it in her Instagram yesterday, saying, now you know.
Hallie.
So, this comes after a couple of Instas. We've missed the past couple of months.
Who do I blame that on? No, I blamed it on you. You're the one who reads these.
You're the one who follows Halle Berry, stalker hawk.
I'm not a stalker. Not a stalker.
So there was one of Halle playing footsies with Van, one poolside, and I think I actually saw that.
And you didn't mention anything to me?
I saw two sets of foots.
You didn't say, hey, there's Hallie's naked feet. Did you see this? No, you didn't bring that to my attention.
And one of them was in Las Vegas for her birthday. How did you miss that?
I missed that one, too.
You're in denial.
You know, the only thing is, you know what? I scroll till I see a half naked Halle Berry, then I stop. And that's kind of what I do because there's just so much crap on Instagram.
Well, obviously, you scrolled past feeds.
Mostly it's those darn influencers trying to sell me eyeliner again and lip liner, too. I don't know. I need either one?
I don't know. Do you?
I don't know. Do you see me every day?
I think maybe a little lip liner here and there.
With a little lip liner or a little eyeliner.
Depends on if your little mustache thingy is trimmed.
It's not little. It's pretty bushy, actually.
Because then, you know, you can't really notice the outline and contour of the lips if it's covered with hair. Well, Martha Stewart.
Yeah?
She pops 20 CBD gummies at a time.
Oh, no, 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 she does not.
Yes, she does.
No, she does. She's Martha. She's old.
They're the THC, TCH. What is it, THC?
Oh, my God.
They must be the edible ones.
Oh, my God. Well, yeah, they're gummies.
Because CBD in itself is not the pot stuff. It's the...
I don't know. I don't know nothing about no nothing.
You toss the good stuff in there and, well, she feels, quote, okay. So she realizes that everyone can't do that.
What, pop 20?
Yeah.
No, I'd be asleep for about 4 days.
Well, she has friends who take two and get high. So Martha started selling her own. I think they're
now,
made
look,
to,
Martha
you know.
Is kind of laid back as a person. You must admit, she doesn't get overly excited about much of anything.
Wonder if she does her Martha Knows Best show after 20 gummies.
Maybe that's the deal. Maybe it's the gummies.
Martha recently started selling her own line of CBD products.
Oh, my God.
And yes, she samples her wares.
Can you get those at Kmart? The Martha Stewart line at Kmart? Okay, there's no Kmart? Sorry.
Can't get them at Macy's either. And,
still Kmart in Martha's head, I'm sure.
What is it? What's the Martha Stewart line?
I have no
Something
idea.
Living? Martha Living?
Oh, Martha Stewart Living. I like that.
Living through CBD. So during an interview with the New York Times, the interviewer tried one delicately.
Delicately?
Yes. Now, Martha encouraged her to devour them, and she said... Pop it in. Don't bite it. Pop it in.
Don't bite that damn thing.
I'm sorry.
Just eat it.
Pop it in. Don't bite it. Pop it in. Martha says Snoop Dogg introduced her to cannabis a few years back via contact high from him smoking 10 fat blunts in her presence.
Oh, my God. Really?
Can you imagine smoking 10? I mean, come on. They must have all been just.
You know what? He's so used to it now. He's like Willie Nelson. It's like constantly. Have you seen him on TV? He's doing... Corona commercials now.
Yeah.
Like, is he changing his preferred brand of high from dope to Coronas? I don't know.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I doubt it.
No.
I doubt it. What does he say? I like my attitude. Saw that last night.
So she was there, and she says she doesn't remember much of anything else that happened that night.
Well, I bet not. If she's gotten a contact high from 10 fat blunts, oh, my God.
Well, you probably get a contact high from one, much less 10. You'd probably be...
Hey, Martha.
There'd be empty Dorito and Oreo bags everywhere.
You know, I mean, I don't know if they've probably not been producing their show, The Potluck, between her and Snoop. But when they did, she was probably getting plenty of contact high, too.
Probably.
I'm thinking. And so now she's got a line, huh? A line of CBD?
I guess so. I bet she consulted him on it.
CBD is what it's called? CBD. We have a credit union here in town called CBD. Maybe we should go get an account over there.
Maybe. They're in the same building as Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, God, I get it now.
That's CBD, how we all know Federal about credit CBD, Federal Credit Union, because I didn't even know they were there until...
Until the Dunkin' Donuts sign. There you go. Well, that go and get ink? I think not. All right, we're off to a merry weekend. Have yourself a great one. We'll see you here Monday morning. Bright and
go get yourself some Martha Stewart Living.
Have a great weekend, Ann.
That's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.